So we are here at the 2018 CUNET GAC in this town called Washington, D.C.
Correct.
With Gigi Hyland, the
it's
foundation's
so nice
Gigi Hyland.
How
are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
Fabulous. Good.
This is a big week for you.
It is a big week for us, definitely. 5,000 people coming to District of Columbia is a big deal.
5,000
credit union people
exactly.
to advocate for credit unions.
Exactly.
It's a big deal.
Exactly.
Yeah,
all right, I've got to ask you.
Sure.
The tie. What's going on with the tie,
yes,
Gigi?
So I am not setting a new fashion trend for ladies, but if you'd like to replicate this, you certainly can. So as part of the GAC, we do a give back. Mm-hmm. And the give back this year, the foundation is involved, and we are trying to put a box set of Biz Kids, which you know
yes, I do.
Is housed
Big
at the
fan.
Foundation Youth Financial Literacy Program for ages 9 to 16, mm-hmm. in every DC public school by tomorrow evening.
What?
116 public schools, 43,000 kids.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that is bold.
So what's really cool is that we brought a Biz Kids, a Biz Kid, who was profiled in our season 6. His name is Mosiah Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Memphis, Tennessee,
that's a cool name.
And he does bow ties. He has
okay.
a bow tie business.
Okay.
And he joined me on the main stage at GAC to talk about why supporting Biz Kids and why supporting this give back is so
mm-hmm.
important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an easy lift. We have some great folks. Co-op Financial Services, PSCU, Redwood Credit Union, CUNA Mutual Group that have already donated
wow.
$20,000.
Oh my God.
And all we need is for the 5,000 people who are here attending GAC mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. donate $4 each.
Okay.
To give us another 20 and we will have funded
totally
all
doable.
The box sets to give to the DC Public Schools.
That's totally doable.
So it's totally
yeah.
doable.
Yeah.
So we're so excited.
Right on.
Yeah. So it's all about linking credit unions advocacy
mm-hmm.
with the financial health work they do and improving people's financial lives.
Mm-hmm.
So for kids in this case.
That's awesome.
All
that
good.
Is awesome.
Yeah, all good. So we're
that's
really
awesome.
Excited about it. So and having Mosiah Bridges with me was just how can you beat that?
That's pretty cool.
He's fabulous.
On the big stage.
He's fabulous. Yeah,
yeah
he's fabulous.
Excellent. So what other work do you want to talk about that the foundation is doing? Because you guys are all
sure.
over the place.
Well thank you.
I mean, you guys were doing obviously all with all the fires and the hurricanes
so a lot
last
of disaster
year,
relief
did that
last
stuff.
Year.
Now what's going on this year?
Incredibly successful, lots of contributions from all of you, so thank you
yeah,
for that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
A lot of focus on financial health this
okay.
year.
Okay.
We're going to work with CFSI again this year, and we're going to do grant funding that'll probably come out sometime in the early spring
mm-hmm.
To help credit unions actually measure and have some key performance indicators to show that Gigi Hyland's financial health is improving. And that it makes good business sense to focus on Gigi Hyland's financial health.
Okay.
So it's focusing on business KPIs and actual consumer metric KPIs.
Okay.
So you're linking why should credit unions really care and focus on financial health as
mm-hmm.
a strategic goal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to work with CFSI to grant some money to credit unions who are willing to pilot that.
Good idea.
And so they're going to pilot that. They're going to tell us what worked, what didn't, how to operationalize it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to take that and do a report, hopefully at the end of this year, maybe next year, on that progress and
mm-hmm.
what credit unions are learning. So we're really excited by it.
You know, I just read a story in the Wall Street Journal, all semi-related mm-hmm. topic about companies that are paying their employees to
right.
take financial literacy classes.
There you go.
And it's went, wow.
There you go.
Let's get credit unions doing the same thing because they
go.
Mentioned a bank in there
yes.
doing this.
Yes.
And so I'm like, why aren't credit unions
yeah.
doing? And maybe they are. I don't know.
Absolutely. So,
so
we've got a lot of credit unions that actually do focus on employee financial health.
Oh, cool.
And do some really great things
okay.
around the country around employee financial health. And what we did last year with CFSI is that we helped tell credit unions, you know, all these scary statistics that you have that are coming out nationally,
mm-hmm.
these are your credit union members, these are your credit employees.
Yeah,
so when
yeah.
you've got credit union employees spending like 2 hours, 4 hours during the week thinking about their finances, that's pulling away from the work they're
that's
doing
the
at the credit
stress.
Union. So it makes mm-hmm. sense to focus on employee financial health.
Yep.
And that's what we're all about. We're
indeed.
doing that. Still doing great work with Biz Kids, with financial counseling. Our development education program is going gangbusters.
Yay.
Whole bunch of resources on our website on how you think about leveraging the credit union difference.
Mm-hmm.
So all
mm-hmm.
really good stuff. Those mm-hmm. three buckets are the ones we're working on.
Right on. Yep. And last thing here, some staff change. You want to talk about some staff changes?
Yeah. So we're
exciting
a small organization. You know, we're 10 people. And for us to have one person leave is
yeah.
huge. We've actually had three folks that are going to be moving on. Mark Lynch retired in January.
Mm-hmm.
He was working with all of our programs. Lois Kitch, who has headed up our development education
mm-hmm.
program, is retiring
mm-hmm.
at the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christopher Morris, who you know very
yes,
well, has
I do.
A great opportunity at CUNA Mutual
mm-hmm.
Group. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, for a staff of 10 to lose three of our staff is enormous.
Yeah.
But we've hired a great new director of philanthropy, Rebecca Dopart, to
mm-hmm.
help us with our fundraising. And then And we've hired Chad Helmanek,
Chad's
who's
going to
transition with Lois and head up our development education program and everything around leveraging the credit union difference.
Awesome.
So he's already on board. So is Rebecca. And so we're doing a lot of work to make sure our team is really, really cohesive and just continue moving on and moving up.
Right
so,
on.
So really good. Yeah.
Oh, and one last thing.
Of course.
There's some event tonight that you guys kind of host. Let's talk about that.
What could that be? Yes. Well, you are going to be there joining us,
yes.
Mr. Lawson.
Red carpet
Absolutely.
Coverage.
Red carpet coverage.
Yes.
Cool. So yes, we have the National Credit Union Foundation dinner presenting the Herb Wegner Memorial Awards, the Academy Awards of Credit Unions.
Good stuff.
We have four fabulous winners. Got a few surprises thrown in, so all good. We hope people attend.
Yeah, that's a really great event.
Thank you
great
so
event.
Much. And we're so glad that you're going to be there joining us
More
on the red carpet.
More than happy to. Honored to be there.
Very
indeed,
cool.
Indeed.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Gigi.
Always so great to talk to you.
Always a buffet of good news, so thank you so much.
We're happy to provide the buffet, particularly since it is lunchtime.
It's that clear. It is.
It's great to see you.
Gigi,
yeah.
Thank you so much
you're
again.
Welcome.
We will see you tonight.
Happy GAC, everybody.
You got it.